And then also really big for them is the personal growth. It's amazing on their resume. Amazing. When you put this on your resume, it's big. It's huge. And I've seen really great results with my college students, my college peeps who have actually been working to get their jobs after they graduate. They're at the top of the list, which is cool. Okay, also, the grown-ups, you're going to focus on the supplemental income, plan B, C, D, E, and F, the fact that they can advance at their own pace, okay? And that's fun. They love that. No politics. If they do the work, they get it. Recognition for just doing the work. Flexibility and the ability to dream. And really important to them, networking opportunities. They love to network. This is a great networking opportunity for them. So that is number 8, which is K-I-R, keep it real. Number 9 is G-T-G, got to go. Did you know there's like a whole dictionary online? So shizzle. Okay, so G-T-G. Okay, research shows that college people are the most entrepreneurial group ever. Ever. Yes, OMG, market them. 75% of 18 to 29-year-olds say that they want to start their own business. 75%. I'm going home getting to work. Okay, college peeps. What I love about recruiting my college peeps is they are already in learning mode. Whatever I say is golden. I could tell them to stand on their head, and that would make them be successful, and they would do it. They go, okay. But I love that because they're fresh and they're already in the learning mode. They're very good students. They're very good students. Also, they're fearless. I love that. They'll do whatever it is. They love the excitement of Mary Kay. Absolutely fearless. They move fast. They are fast movers. Hold on to your seats. Okay? They get bored really easily. So you have to keep going. Okay? And they move really, really fast. They love to succeed. And they have constant turnover of their market again. They love to pamper themselves. Have y'all seen a lot of It's All About Me? That's their generation. It is. It's all about them. For real. Okay? And so you've got to keep that in mind when you're marketing these college peeps. When I market and recruit grown-ups, what I love about them is that they are business smart and they look at Mary Kay from a business perspective. Okay, they're more likely to make investments in their business. They often have a very strong work ethic. They are working hard for someone else, so why not work hard for themselves, right? So that's appealing to them, and they have a desire to move very quickly. They love the fact that they can move at their own pace. They are busy. And they give Mary Kay their all when they are able to work it. Okay, they are women of excellence typically, and I love that because when they can work it, they'll do it well. And that's refreshing. And then also, big factor is that their market has money to spend. Okay, they have money to spend. They'll spend money on stuff, okay? And so anything that makes them look good and younger, all right? So make sure that you share that with them, that they have such a great opportunity to grow a really strong business with Mary Kay. So that is number 9. Okay, last but not least, number 10. And number 10 stands for BHAG, the acronym BHAG. Okay, big, hairy, audacious goals. Big, hairy, audacious goals. A true BHAG is clear and compelling and serves as a unifying focal point of effort, often creating immense team spirit. It has a clear finish line so the organization can know when it has achieved the goal. People like to shoot for finish lines. Wouldn't you agree? Yes. So, what finish line are you shooting for this year? What is it? Do you know what it is already? Yes? Maybe you're still trying to figure it out? You're fixing to get ready to get started? Fabulous. Okay, so is your mind focused on BHAGs, big, hairy, audacious goals? So make sure that you have a BHAG. Make sure that you have a BHAG. Sound like a deal? Yes? Get you one. If you don't have one, get one. So college peeps and grown-ups are drawn to confident women who know what they want. Women want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. So you need to share your BHAG at every single appointment as well as the foundation that you're going to use to get you there. Okay, so at every appointment, you want to stand up in front and say, I am so excited. And it's a really big goal. I'm excited about it. And there are three ways that you can help me out with my goal today. Number one, you can become my customer. And I share with them how, obviously, I need to grow my customer base to be able to be a success in Mary Kay. And so I'm looking for more customers. And I tell them that when you fall in love with the product today, you can become my customer. Notice I said when, because you will. Okay? So when you fall in love with the product today, you can become my customer. So you appeal to all of them. So number one, customers. Number two, faces. You have a personal challenge. I have a personal challenge every single month to put our product on 30 new faces in 30 days. 30 faces in 30 days, a power start. So how many of you know five people with skin? I raise my hand and they raise their hand. Okay? Good job. They raise their hand. And then I tell them that a little bit later on I'm going to be booking them for their follow-up and then also give them an opportunity to give me some referrals because business is 99.9% referral-based. And the third thing I share with them that I'm looking for that they can help me out with is to become a Mary Kay beauty consultant themselves. See how I'm segueing into that? And that's how I get into my I story and sharing the marketing plan with the customers at the appointments. Got it? In closing, Theodore Roosevelt once said, far better to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumph, even though checkered by failure, than to take rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy much nor suffer much, because they live in the gray twilight that knows not victory nor defeat. So may your twilight be bathed in pink this year. God bless you guys.